Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. And tonight I decided to focus on improving your mental health. I mean, I'm looking like you, you know, at the events in the world, and I'm actually realizing how sad everything is. And the truth is that your mind and our minds create more than just our feelings. Our mind actually dictates our reality. Our mind is responsible for the way we process reality. Like we used to say, a happy mind sees the glass as half full, while an unhappy mind sees the glass as half empty. You know, it is an anxious and fearful place, the mind will actually breed dark thoughts and thoughts that will consume you. No matter what may be going on in your life, you must place your mental health first. And what I want to do tonight is reveal to you the connection between your mind and your body so that you can understand how one will influence each other. And I want to teach you how to balance these two sides of yourself. A lot of us nowadays are feeling confused, are feeling hopeless, are feeling unmotivated. I'm getting a lot of emails, hundreds, thousands of emails asking me about their lives. And one word that keeps on coming in is anxiety. And I understand that we have a lot to be anxious about, everything that's going on in the world combined with whatever may be going on in your personal life, that is enough to make you feel anxious. But the problem is that you can't have your physical health if you don't have your mental health. Your thoughts play such a big role in how your body functions. In other words, what you feel determines how you feel. So when stress, depression creeps in, your defense mechanism goes down. Your immune system is lowered and your health declines. This is why it is so important to pay attention to your mental health, to check in with your mind from time to time and to be honest about how you are feeling and whether you really in a state of content, in a state of happiness, because mental health is a growing crisis around the globe. And we see what's happening. We see all these killings. So that's why it's so significant that we need to take care of our inner self right now before anything else. And I want to say something because I was devastating watching the news yesterday that there are four. And I was even talking to Christopher, my producer, that there are different emotions that negative emotions that influence the world that we are living in. There are four major emotions, in my opinion, that we actually go through, you know, constantly. The four emotions, they branch off into dozens of subsets, but the most important four, you know, are, for instance, anger. And I'm going to talk a little bit about them because I want to make my point about what's happening in the world right now. For instance, anger. We feel angry more than we recognize. Even an absent-minded driver on the road can produce rage within us. And what anger does, raises your temperature, raises your blood pressure, put an extra strain on your body, raises the adrenal level. So momentarily, we feel something like a high of an adrenaline rush, which explains why we love fast theme horror movie, fast theme park rides. And in the peak of an angry adrenaline rush, you might feel doing horrible things, and that you might make actually irreparable mistakes. You scream at your partner, you fight with your friends, you punch somebody, you punch through a wall, even you murder someone. Think of all these crimes committed by young people who take a gun and go and kill 10 people in a second. Think about how, you know what I mean? Think about how and why almost all non-premeditated homicides actually occur. Because a person becomes angry or is experiencing an emotional subset of anger, such as rage or even jealousy, and their adrenal gland bursts out of control. And without thinking, they grab the first object to attack someone else. Or they even take a gun, you know. I use this extreme example because murder is the epitome of anger. But the adrenal rush fades quickly, leaving the angry person to ask, what have I done? Anger is a contagious emotion. Because some emotions that are negative, especially the negative emotions, are very contagious. Meaning that your anger spreads to those around you like a virus, like this COVID-19, putting the other people around you in an angry mode too. Another dangerous emotion is hatred. We consciously hate. We hate what's happening to us right now. We hate the mask. We hate many aspects of our life. We hate people that are telling us what to do. We hate the daily grin, the unfairness of the world. We might hate the government. But we even begin to self-hate when we're unable to achieve what we want. So we start to fight with us. Now, hate and anger go hand in hand. When you hate something, you're angry at it, and vice versa. Unfortunately, you know, hatred lingers in our system much longer than anger. Anger is characterized by a peak of the emotion followed by a crash. So you're angry, you know, the emotion goes to the roof, and then all of a sudden there's a crash. But hate can actually got imprinted in the subconscious for many years. Sometimes even for a lifetime, because it creates a pattern of thinking, becoming a pattern of behavior. Let's say you may be angry with your best friend who stole your husband for many years, but the hate will still remain with you no matter how much you try to heal. So that's very important that we heal ourselves of both the hate and the anger, and we're doing this for our own sake. Now, the third emotion I want to talk about is fear. And fear actually is probably one of the most common emotions and is the emotion responsible for holding us back from reaching our potential. So when we fear something, we subconsciously build a blockage in our mind. We fear we can't find the job. So we mindfully block ourselves from finding one. We fear we cannot commit. And if we fear that, then we won't be able to actually commit. We fear, I don't know, there's so many things we can be afraid of. Not to mention fear won't allow us to even look for something good, for a job or a new partner. Now, fear represses our creative nature and restricts our positive action and narrows our field of possibilities. So we don't actually really acknowledge what we're doing, but fear allows those who are in power to remain in power, because we fear standing up for ourselves against someone we perceive to be more powerful than us. I've seen the last 4 years the way fear played a role in our country. And I continue to see what fear can do, like how fear can dominate us, you know, and makes us feel weak and insecure and allowed ourselves to be controlled. Now, one of the positive emotion I want to talk about is love. Love is the only emotion which is able to conquer the other three emotion. It is the emotion that possesses those healing qualities. When we are shown love, we are immediately feeling relieved from whatever is grieving us. Love, especially unconditional love, that is not easy to be found, never fails to pick us up both emotionally and physically. Now think about a person in a hospital healing from an injury. Studies have shown that that injury will heal quicker if the person's loved ones are present and supportive versus that person being left alone to deal with the recovery on its own. So ideally, we should spread love to others despite what they may or may not feel for us. But this is hard to do because we tend to reciprocate the emotion we are shown, and often we are shown emotions that aren't loving and caring and healing. So I want to take your calls because I know that so many of you wanted to speak with me. But talking about healing in the world and talking about the power of the mind, you know, have you heard the phrase anima sana in corpore sano? Anima sana in corpore sano comes from the Latin that translates a healthy mind in a healthy body. So it's very important to us to control the mind and make sure our mind is balanced, because the mind controls everything, controls this emotion. And I'm going to go in a minute and explain you how to figure it out, your dominant emotion. But again, what you feel determines how you feel. And if you feel stressed and if you feel down, as I said, your body is sooner or later affected. And, you know, the problem is that we live in a world of autoimmune disorder. And I don't know if you know this, but for me, it's like scary, the idea that there are almost 150, if not more, autoimmune disorders. Diseases like diabetes type 1, Hashimoto disease, celiac disease, asthma, eczema, you know, fibromyalgia, and so on and so forth. There's tons, lupus, you know, Addison disease. They're all autoimmune disorders. Rheumatoid arthritis. What does it mean on autoimmune? A disease that the Western medicine has no answer. The only way Western medicine treats autoimmune, when the antibodies go to the roof, they give prednisone, cortisone, the corticosteroids, as a powerful anti-inflammatory to try to stop the progression of the disease, but not to really help us heal from the disease. Now, my problem is that the problem, my understanding is that this autoimmune and the fact that there are so many nowadays, and so many of them, you know, it's just absolutely scary that all these diseases are invading the young generation. It's just crazy what's happening with the young generation right now. There's no cure. There's no way of helping the young generation. Or probably it is, but it's not so efficient nowadays, because that's why we see what we see happening in the world. I also want to talk to you about something I came up with, and I wrote an article in Huffington Post years ago called The 5 Pillars of Healthy Mind. And I want to share with you my opinion about a healthy mind and how to actually create that balance in your mind. And who I have now, I have Collie, I have Pauline, I have Leilani, I have Cornelia, I have Robin, I have Who am I missing? I do have as many open lines as we have. We have people waiting to speak with me. I'm going to tell you two more things that I want you to be kind to your mind. That I want you to remember you have one mind for your whole life. So be careful what you feel and pay attention how sensitive your mind is. So I understand we tune on the TV nowadays and it's so depressing. Look what's happening. It just happened. All this killing in like a week. And this is so depressing. But we need to protect ourselves. So I advise you to watch less of this upsetting things on TV because it makes you feel too much. I want you to remove, you know, one of my advice is exit sometime the turn off the TV, exit the social media, and pick up something uplifting to build, to motivate, to something constructive, something creative. And acknowledge that something that doesn't serve your life and doesn't serve your future should be in the past. So that's, I know it's a big statement, but I want you to let go of fear, drama, bad memories, because they have no place in your future. So go check with your mind, talk with your own mind, and see what is burdening, what is the dark thoughts, the fearful thoughts, and try to remove those negative imprints to unblock you mentally. So many of you are always calling me and asking me, Dr. Hara, I don't understand, why am I feeling this way and I'm failing and I can't do this, like, because of all those layers of blockages. So I want you to let go and let God, you know, this is, I know, easy to say, but it can be done. It can be done if you train your brain. Your brain doesn't have to be dull. You have to keep on learning, discovering, gaining knowledge, train your brain to be sharp, focused, powerful, and to cultivate the positive thoughts. So that's why sometimes I want you to listen more, to visualize, to remain curious. It's so significant. Think of the child, how curious a child is, and have some compassion. But I'm going to go and try to, no, I think I have to go to a break. And then I'm going to go and take every one of you, one after each other, call from New York, Pauline, Leilani, Robin, Cornelia. Just hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And I'm back with one of my favorite topics, having to do with mental and emotional well-being. And I want to take your calls because I always love talking to you. And I think my first caller was actually Koi from New York. Hi, my lovely Koi. Thank you so much and welcome to my show.
Thank you, Carmen. I haven't spoken to you in a while. How are you?
I am always great. You know, we always have to pay attention, you know, when we ask this question, how we respond. And our response should be enthusiastic and very positive and very open and putting that good energy into it. So what about yourself? And what can I do for you?
Well, you definitely do all of that and more, Carmen. No doubt about
I love
it.
You. I love you.
Thank you. Love you back. Carmen, I have a question.
Yes. Sure.
I have been not feeling well for a couple of months, and it has to do with my digestive system. Mm-hmm. And I go through, I call them episodes, where they last for a couple of months, and then I may have a reprieve for like maybe a month or 2 months, and it'll come back. Now the past,
What are the symptoms? Give me a little bit of a symptom. The digestive system, we used to say that everything comes in the gut. So the gut is so significant for your well-being. And is where everything is processed in your gut, you know. So it may very much be that your digestive system responds negatively to something you are eating for a while and you're not aware of it. Or it's simply, you know, you need to do something to help your digestive system to get balanced. And I think I have some answers here for you. But give me some symptoms when you say I'm not doing well. What it is that you acknowledge happening?
All right. I know that when I feel like I'm dealing, like I'm under extreme stress. And it doesn't let up. And I know that's the reason why my stomach twists and turns. I have a spastic colon. I have severe IBS. I had an emergency surgery where my gallbladder was taken, and they said my gallbladder had put like disease in my bile ducts, and then there's also like complex cysts, like a cyst on top of cyst, or my organs, my liver, spleen, pancreas, my colon. You know, the large intestine and the small intestine, and
do a colonoscopy?
Yes, I've had both an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. Many. And
it came
all
good?
All it could come up with is that it's stress and that I'm supposed to relieve the stress.
So there's actually nothing else than this emotional component causing all of this. When there's stress, there's a release of a hormone chemical. There's all kinds of chemical things that release in the bloodstream. And those chemicals go through the liver and consequently through the intestine, causing, what do they do? Usually stress is associated with an inflammatory process. So I do believe that there's an inflammation at the level of the intestine. There's an inflammation probably around the liver. And you should take definitely anti-inflammatories that are natural. Because anti-inflammatory that are natural are made of plants, like taking turmeric combined with curcumin, which are two plants, 2,500 milligrams a day twice, and bromelain, which is another natural stuff, will heal the inflammation. Consequently, you're not going to feel any more pain. The danger is that if there's something like this, sooner or later, this will go in through your joints and you start feeling pain in your joints. Do you feel any of that?
No, but I've been fainting lately. The severe cramping makes me, it's so bad that it causes me to take a breath and I feel faint and also it causes me to break out into a a cold sweat, like I'm cold but I'm sweating.
Yeah, there's a release of exactly what I was describing, adrenaline, norepinephrine, a release of those neurotransmitters, those catecholamines in the brain, and they mess up everything in your body. It does have something to do with the brain, because the stress, the cortisol level going very high, affects the mechanism of the whole body. And where you're more sensitive is the intestinal area. And plus, mm-hmm. when you stress, your immune system goes down, your defense mechanism goes very down, so you cannot protect yourself from all kinds of invaders, you know, especially when it comes to food, when it comes to the digestive system in itself, so you can't mm-hmm. process properly. It's coming from the mind, but it became, mm-hmm. it affected the rest of your system. It affected your liver, but it can be changed. It can be corrected. Do you take probiotics?
As a matter of fact, I ordered some just a few weeks ago. I ordered some women's
probiotics. There are very good ones. There are extremely good ones. Have you ever checked your cortisol level with an endocrinologist?
No, and I've been asking my doctors to please... Mm-hmm. You know, send me to an endocrinologist because I've looked up all of these things.
I suggest that because we want to see how high the level of the cortisol is, how bad mm-hmm. the stress level is, you know. We also want to check
I hear it fall out too.
You know, and I want to check the adrenal, the thyroid, the whole glandular system. I would love mm-hmm. to check that on you before anything else. Even if, you know, the body is a whole, a totality. And even if it looks like your symptoms are more digestive related, it might be something else that mm-hmm. leads to the digestive system to be more affected. Because the brain has all these hormones, plus the thyroid releases all these other hormones. We want to check the hormones in the brain, the hormones, through the endocrinologist, and get a real image of where you stand right now, and get to the root of the problem. What the Western medicine fails to do sometimes is by not checking the root of the problem and operating mm-hmm. only on the cause. So they mm-hmm. will eventually do you a surgery if they feel there's a cyst, but they don't go and check where the cyst is coming from. So they will mm-hmm. cut one. Cyst or whatever, but 3 days later or 3 months later, 3 years later, there's 10 more cysts somewhere else, because we don't look at where the problem is generating, allowing the problem to keep on coming back. And that comes true about cancer. That's why we don't have cure for cancer or for any major diseases. We just treat them on the surface by operating on the effect and not on the cause. And I feel like in your case, the situation is way more complex. So I want you to look into the complexity of it. Send me an email. I'll tell you what I want you, the three blood work that I want you to do, one of them being the C-reactive protein, to see the level of your antibodies. There's some stuff I want you to ask your doctor to do, and then we can reach a conclusion, you know, and find the holistic way of healing, because I can promise you, you will completely heal from this.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's send me an email at carmenharaiwell. I'll respond. I'll tell you the test mm-hmm. that I want you to do, and then get mm-hmm. back to me. And we'll have a doctor's
appointment coming up soon. So I will be.
Yeah. So write to me tonight, tomorrow. Okay. I'll tell my system to let me know when I get your email. I'll respond. All right. I promise I'll respond. I'll tell you what I want you to do, so that we get the correct, we check on everything. We don't only go to the digestive system. We see what else is in your system that doesn't work properly, that needs to be corrected. And I definitely encourage you, and I will write you what to take, the natural anti-inflammatories that are only meant to prevent any inflammation in the body that can ease any kind of pain. And I even think it can regulate the digestive. And I will send you two sets of probiotics that are the best one that exist out there. But let's take it one step at a time. We'll get to the root of a problem. I want you to keep close to me, and I'll guide you through this. And all I can sense is that you're going to be perfectly fine. We can reverse this. We can change it. I love you, my dear. Thank you for calling
me. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. I love you. And let's see who else is next. Hi, Pauline from New York. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. I'm still waiting for my bracelet to show up.
You didn't receive it?
Nope. You know the mail is so slow.
Oh, the mail is, because I was just planning to ask everybody listening, because I've sent so many bracelets already to so many people.
I hope nobody takes it out of the post office, because they feel it feels like something. But anyways, I'm going to send my angel to protect it.
I don't want to blame the post office once I send the computer to my daughter in New York.
Oh, they're so slow. They're very slow. Carmen, they're very slow now.
I sent the computer to New York and my daughter never got it. So you can imagine. See? And then they was lost. It was declared lost, a $1,000 computer.
Carmen, you know what? I also never got my email about the dentist. So I'll send you a second one. Another email about the dental stuff. Okay, I'm calling about my sister. This is a serious situation. My sister had a stroke in the summer of 2019. She's losing weight like I've never seen. She looks like a skeleton now. My her daughter is really worried, and she used to be a healer, and so when I went to visit her finally, she was normal, but she just stays in bed, watches TV. It was like during the election time. She was like, she didn't like Trump. So she was laying in bed watching TV all day long, news constantly. I didn't like that for her, but I've been through that in my life, and I don't think she's depressed.
Right.
Everybody says she.
Well,
I have a feeling
she's
got
a depression. So I feel like I don't think
it's the depression. I talked to her. I could tell when I know what depression is.
So what is the reason?
I have a feeling she has an attachment on her that's making her not want to, is forcing her to starve herself. Like there's some kind of a spirit that's on her. Do you get that?
Okay.
I'm not sure. That's what I even told her.
I'm trying to dissociate the medical thing here from the paranormal thing. So there's two separate things here. I do have that there's somebody she's communicated. There's a spirit around her of a male for many, 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 many years. I do believe that she probably listens to that, because we communicate with spirits without even acknowledging sometimes.
Yeah,
And we invaded by them and we don't see them, you know. They exist
everywhere.
Carmen,
explain to me what March 28th, you know, the March 28th, is that a Romanian workshop that you're doing on the 28th? Because
I'm doing a big workshop on March 28th, which is huge, because I have like 6
in English or in Romanian.
It is in Romanian, but I'm going to do one in English. So
the
following month, I'm going to do one in English. So you guys, I'll let you know.
I sent it to my Romanian pen pal so he could check it out, you know, because he's Romanian.
Right, yeah. But I will definitely do it in English, because I want everybody from here to come with me at the conference, because I have so many topics, and I did one on health, and it went so well, and I had hundreds and hundreds of people.
I love what you're doing about the mental health. I think that's really important right now. You really could help.
It is so important. You see what's going on. I mean,
it's crazy.
My forte. This is what I'm, you know, what I'm.
I'm going to email you something special. I just got tuned in. I have to share something with you. Maybe you'll have this person as a guest. He's got something called. I got to send you an email about this guy. I just connected with him
today.
Yeah,
please. I would love to invite. I'm always fascinated to invite people who are.
Okay, thank you. I'll let you go so other people can get on. Thank you. Love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you, my sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to see who's next. I think it's Cornelia. Hi, Cornelia from Ontario. Hi, my love.
Hello, Carmen. It's good to hear your voice like always. And first of all, I want to say happy birthday to you, because in 2 days from now it's your birthday.
Thursday is my birthday.
Happy birthday. I wish you lots of health and blessings from God. The rest is coming.
Oh, I love you.
And
how are you, my beautiful Cornelia?
I love
what
you too.
What can I do for you, love?
That's why I call, because, you know, when I'm hearing your voice and you telling me things, it feels my battery for for a few months. I'm good to go. I want to believe, and I want to say that I hope I'm not that desperate and anxious, because somehow if somebody believes in God or higher power or whatever, right now I'm even waiting for a book from Dumitru Constantin Dulcan, and I want to read the Intelligenza Materiae. And like, I try always to keep positive and everything, but you know, sometimes you just question things. And when I call you, for me, it's such a big help. And I'm very curious, Carmen, health-wise and in the front of job, what it is for me in this year, if you see something. Because the last, I think, more than 2 months when we talked, you were telling me that, yeah, I'm going to go back to this my ex-job. But actually, they wanted to bring me back, like all my colleagues, they were so excited. But the manager said they cannot right now nobody.
Is it because of the situation in the world that's going on?
Probably. They just wouldn't hire that time. That was 6 weeks ago. And now I'm just curious if, because I see now with this vaccine rolling out and everything, situations start to change easily. Mm-hmm. That's why I was curious, what do you see, if you see coming something for me this year? And when that's going
to
be...
I'm very surprised that you didn't go back to that place. And I do believe that that door is not completely closed, or it might look like closed right now. Probably because they don't want to hire or bring anybody new. They think there's no room. They don't know how they're going to actually do in the near future. I see another opportunity in a different area, more a more centered area, like in a way, I should say, in a better position. And visually, I see a building that has a lot of windows, and it's like working inside the building. Oh. And there is a park around. I've never seen this before in my mind. It's something, and I'm describing you for the first time. And I see you working.
That's true.
With a lady. Sorry. What did you
say? That's true. I'm just listening what you're saying, because 2 years ago, you described one of my job perfectly, and even the name, he was offering me that job. And that's why I trust you, and that's why I call you, Carmen. And actually, Carmen, I would like to have a half an hour with you, but I don't have FaceTime, I don't have... I just have WhatsApp. That's the only thing what I have.
That's fine. Send me a text on WhatsApp, Cornelia. Send me a text on WhatsApp.
Okay, and when you're going to have a good price, I would like to call you and have you a half an hour with you.
Absolutely. I'll give you half of the price, or I'll give you a price that you can afford. The most important thing is for you to get the help that you need right now when you need the help. This is the time for us to stick together and visualize and put our minds together and create that level of the energy that can manifest into you getting what you desperately need right now. So send me a WhatsApp text on my phone. Do you have my phone number?
I do have, and I have you at the WhatsApp, and I was wishing you one day, and I saw...
Well, text me. You know, I honest to God, I'm getting hundreds, thousands of texts.
I know, Carmen, and I don't even expect...
Yeah. No,
I had the courage to text you.
I have a good connection with you, Cornelia. I love you. I appreciate you. You're my friend on home time. So I want you to always keep on reaching out to me, you know?
Yeah, I'm so glad and enchanted. You know, like, I won't bug you on WhatsApp, because I know I'm conscious that you are a popular person. You have lots of people around.
The platform that I'm looking for my text, because other than that, I have like 3 assistants right now. I can't cope with the amount of people.
I believe you. And that's why I said, maybe twice in a year, I'm going to bug you in WhatsApp. Carmen, please, let's have half an hour to talk or something. I won't bug you over this.
I think that right now you need to talk to me about what's going on with you. Okay, my love. So do me that favor. Send me a text on WhatsApp. Okay, my Cornelia. So we'll be able to look.
I will.
Deeper.
Carmen, just one little thing. Our health, the health in the family is okay?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I don't
what?
Feel any reason
much.
To be worried. Absolutely.
No.
You guys are perfect. No, I don't see anything. No, nothing to be worried. You guys are okay.
Okay, okay. And not just me, my uncle wants to talk to you too one day.
Okay, fine, I'll talk to you.
Because that time when he was desperate and very down, and you told me, tell him not to worry because he's going to come back and he's going to be maybe more successful than ever. And kind of happening to him, and that time he didn't really believe me, and now he was asking, okay, can you tell me who was that lady who you talked to? I said, okay.
Okay. That's good. Okay,
okay, Carmen, I'm not going to bug you anymore. I wish you a happy birthday again, a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for taking my call.
I love you, my Cornelia.
And we're going to connect on WhatsApp and then see what's going to happen there.
Okay, my love. And everybody, I'm going to take a short break and then I'm going to go back to your calls. So everybody, hold on the line, Robin, Lelani, I'll be with you in a minute. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And I'm back. And I was talking tonight about the link between emotion and diseases, and I tried to emphasize the major four emotions just for you to understand how significant it is our well-being and how significant it is to take care of your mental health. Now, your thoughts produce emotions. They cause you to feel in a certain way. So when you have a negative thought, you start to feel sad, you start to feel angry, you start to feel afraid. And then your body responds to every emotion you experience by creating a hormone or a chemical to reflect that emotion. Like, for instance, positive emotion results in the creation of the feel-good hormones, while your negative emotion triggers the body to produce some kind of dangerous chemicals. And these harmful chemicals, they will invade your cells and create an adverse reaction in your body. Now, remember that your cells are reproducing at every second of the day. We used to say that every second day we have a new liver. And what's contained within them reproduce and spread as well, so that, in other words, your body reacts to your emotional state. If you're sad, you cry. If you're happy, you smile. But the theory goes much further in a sense that certain diseases, and a lot of them, such cancer, autoimmune, I was telling you, 150 autoimmune disorders, depression, clinical depression, diabetes, many more other diseases, they originate from the emotions you harbor within yourself. So the more your emotions are in balance, the more your physical self will reflect the sense of equilibrium. So that's why I made the show tonight, because I'm so concerned of what's happening in the world right now with all this killing. They do come, you know, especially in the young generation, from all these unprocessed emotions. You know, we go to school, we learn geography, history, all kinds of math, but we don't learn about, you know, our way of, to keep ourselves in a state of equilibrium. And nobody talks about feelings, emotions, what the young generation cannot process. You know, one of my theses was imposters in adolescence. So I was very, very obsessed with the fact that this young generation, they don't distinguish left from right, and they cannot comprehend what's happening emotionally within themselves. Consequently, we do see this reactions of young people killing, you know, in a dramatic way. You know, it's just so scary. That's why I did the show on mental health tonight, because I was so terrified by where the world is going and why is this happening. But I want to go to Pauline right now. How am I, lovely Pauline? How are you, my dear? Can you hear me? Pauline, can you hear me? Oh, Robin, sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
Hi, beautiful Robin. I'm really sorry. I was looking at you and said a different name. So it's a moment of being distracted. I apologize.
That's fine.
My beautiful Robin. How are you, my lovely?
You know, I'm much better since I had spoken to you.
Yes.
I didn't. I
know your case very well, you know.
Yes. And I looked up in the sky today, because today is 3 years since my father passed. And I let it go to God. I said, you have it. You have my back. Whatever it will be, I do whatever I can. And you take charge. But I did as you asked. I contacted. I looked, you know, online to see this lady, what she looked like. And she's an older lady. She had white hair as to the shoulder, and she had the last initial G, and she's in the county where my father passed, and she's in the Congress, but she's retired now, which is okay, because I think that's maybe better. So I contracted the district attorney's office, and I just left a message and I'm waiting. And I think she's the one, because I couldn't find anybody else.
Yeah, I do feel very good about this. I also want you not to give up. I want you to gather your strength. I want you to continue to believe. I want you to get all the guidance that you can and keep the faith and the positive belief that this is going to work in your favor. The system is crooked, I have to say. I hate to say this, you know. System is very, very unfair, you know, and this is why things go the wrong way, especially nowadays with everything that's happening in the world. But that doesn't mean you have to give up. It's a test of being strong. It's a test of your strength. So make sure you continue to fight, exactly like we said last time. And I expect you to have some positive news relatively quickly. It's also like this has to, you take a new road, you take the situation, you take everything in a different direction at another level of power. You're not giving up just because somebody wants you to give up, you know. This is not happening.
Right. Yes, and but you calmed my anxiety, because you gave me a different direction, because I couldn't see another one, and that was immensely helpful to me, and I want to thank you with all my heart. And I also want to wish you a happy birthday too.
Oh, I love you. Perfect. Okay, my love. Thank you so much for all the good wishes. And I want you to keep me informed. And I want you to stay strong. I want you to see beyond this and get it done. It's going to be okay.
Do you feel as though the district office will call me or she will call me personally?
I think she will call you personally, but I think she will also indirectly after that put you in touch with somebody else. I see she, there's a man here that gets involved, you know, but you have to continue the fight and you have to be very strong about it.
I will be. I did something today. It was very hard to look over his medical records again. And I don't think I left out anything. And for them to even say that nothing happened.
No, you know, the problem is the world we are living in. The world we are living in is such in a state of chaos. And nobody seems to care about anything. And this is why this went all the way in the wrong direction. That's what happened, you know.
Yeah.
But but not to worry, you know.
Okay.
Everything is gonna be done.
Yes, and and I'll let you know again when I hear something.
Okay, my love. Okay, my love, and thank you for calling my show, and you're welcome anytime to be part of this program. Okay, my love.
Thank you. And I'm going to go
to my last call, which is my beautiful Lelani. Hi, Lelani, my love. How are you, dear?
Hi, Carmen.
How are you?
So I used to live in Boulder, Colorado, where the shooting happened yesterday, and I used to go to that market to get bananas. And
you used to go to that market?
To get bananas. My favorite market is a little natural market, but I used to walk there or ride my bike. Mm-hmm. And I feel my nervous system is just spent from being on earth. I'm sensitive. I care.
Right.
I've been crying all day. And then, the most important thing is
you have such a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
You want to heal the
world.
The
most important thing is I need a place to live and I don't have it. And I want to move next week. And I've been looking online, but I'm also getting migraines. So I had a migraine for 3 days. And I wanted to share with you, in the U.S., functional medicine is becoming very popular. People can go and find functional medicine doctors. There's a website, and they can get to the
root of the problem. Send me that information. I'm curious to see.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
The
issue is they don't take insurance, and I
right, of course. I don't want to take insurance myself, but I am.
Yeah.
If people call me, I always gave them I'm always giving them invoices so they can go and submit my charges to the insurance and get reimbursed. I know.
I feel it's the food and the chemicals and the I've been really researching a lot too, like the toxins in cleaning supplies and the toxins in makeup.
Very true. Very correct.
The pesticides
in
food and you know. Mm-hmm. So, but
yes.
Do you see me where I'm supposed to be living starting next week? I need a miracle. It's so stressful to
It's a miracle.
Moving.
I see you in a place that is relatively small, but I think it's going to be okay with you. I see something that is temporary, not long terms. I feel it you might be there for probably a number of months. I don't even think you're going to sign a lease for long terms.
Because
you want something temporary. Yeah, you want something temporary. But I want you to build on something solid, something that will work for you, something that can give you the stability that you deserve. You don't want to be running around like this anymore.
No,
you don't want to feel a sense of insecurity about your shelter. It's crazy. I don't want you I don't want this reality for you anymore.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't want
to. And
yeah,
I
but
think
I don't
you
know,
need
do
to work to have a
Denver?
Strategy. I want you. Sorry?
Do I stay in Denver?
For now, but I do think that in the future there will be a major move.
Like California is in the future?
Yeah, a major move.
Yeah. But I didn't know if I should go back to Boulder. I love Boulder, but it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Just the rent, it's just out of control. I don't know you know, I guess that's my mindset.
Right.
$1,400 for a studio is what rent is, and
right, it's very expensive.
It's crazy. It's just, I get aggravated because I feel like the USA is a slave culture. We're a slave to all these bills.
No, there has to be a way for you. We have to come up with a strategy for you to have in place a steady income that will allow you to generate the money. Lelani, I'm going to the end of the show, unfortunately, but call me next week and we'll talk much more about our plan and how to strategize everything.
Thank
for you. And for everybody listening to my show, I am very grateful. Thank you very much. And remember the significance of your great emotions, and remember that anima sana in corpore sano, a healthy mind in a healthy body is everything we need right now. I'm Carmen Jara, Om Time Radio, and I'll talk to you next week, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Om Time Radio. Thank you for listening. God bless you.